Welcome. Welcome to your third guided meditation in Find Your Soul's Purpose. A profound adventure awaits you as you walk the third spiral loop to remember and honor your soul's choices at birth. To prepare for this meditation, get your talisman, journal or sketch pad, pens, colored pencils, and of course, a glass of water. Turn off anything that might distract you, close the door, and dim the lights. This might also be a good time to light a candle or anoint yourself with sacred oils. And then, when you are ready, get comfortable. Get comfortable in your chair or on the floor. If you need time to do any of those things, you may wish to pause the recording. The three rings of the Tibetan bowl now invite you to begin the meditation, creating sacred space with an invocation, calling on the archangels, stating your sacred desire for this walk, awakening your beautiful clairs, and taking a few sacred breaths to enter into the sacred space of this meditation. We begin with our invocation from Richard Rohr's The Naked Now, Learning to See as the Mystics See. I cannot emphasize enough the momentous importance of the Jewish revelation of the name of God. It puts the entire nature of our spirituality in correct context, and if it had been followed, could have freed us from much idolatry and arrogance. As we now spell and pronounce it, the word is Yahweh. For those speaking Hebrew, it was the sacred tetragrammaton, YHVH, Yod, He, Vav, He. It was considered a literally unspeakable word for Jews. This unspeakability has long been recognized, but we now know it goes even further. Formally, the word wasn't spoken at all, but breathed. Many are convinced that its correct pronunciation is an attempt to replicate and imitate the very sound of inhalation and exhalation. The one thing we do every moment of our lives, therefore, is to speak the name of God. This makes it our first and our last word as we enter and leave the world. Let us now call in the archangels who protect your soul wants five things with their colored lights and the meaning of their names. I will pause after each chant so you can invoke the presence of that archangel yourself. We begin with the sapphire blue-purple light of Michael, whose name means who is like God. Oh, Michael, who is like God? And in the moonlight, Om Haniel, the glory of God. And in bright magenta, Om Jophiel, the beauty of God. And finally, in pale butter yellow, Om Azrael, whom God helps. In the silence, call on your own angels, guides, animal messengers, or guardians. Next, in the silence, speak your sacred desire to walk the spiral path. Yes, to remember who you are, and yes, to remember why you are here, but also for this guided meditation on the third loop to remember and honor the miracle of your own birth. If you are using a talisman, you can breathe your sacred desire into it and then place it in your actual or imaginal pocket or somewhere near. Or perhaps you simply wish to whisper your sacred desire into the air. Let us now awaken our beautiful invisible senses, our clairs. If you haven't already, close your outer eyelids. Then tap your forehead, your third eye. As you do, you are awakening the eyes of your soul. Now imagine closing the lids of your ears, your outer ears. And as you do, tap your temples, awakening the ears of your heart. The last thing we do in creating sacred space is to take a few very sacred breaths. Take three breaths with the awareness that the human breath is a remembrance of our divine origin. With the first breath, feel yourself breathing in the name of God, whatever that may be, and breathe out, feeling that divine name flowing into the air around you. Breathe in. Breathe out. With your second breath, feel that divine name entering your lungs and hold it. Hold it for a moment. Feel this sacred name energizing your entire being, and then breathe that precious name out into the world. Breathe in. Breathe out. With the third breath, breathe in, remembering in a very deep cellular and soulular place the moment you took your first lung breath and breathed in the sacred name of the mystery, the sacred name of God. And then breathe out, remembering on a very deep cellular or soulular level, remembering the first time you breathed out the name of God on earth. Breathe in. And breathe out. With your next breath, Bow your head until your third eye is looking through your forehead at the ground around your feet. With your imagination, see a pinprick of golden light in front of your toes. This is the point that opens the sacred spiral. Focus the light coming from your third eye onto this spark of light and simply watch as the light expands and expands a bit more until it is larger than your feet. This is the round open door between our world and the imaginal world, between linear time and infinite time. When the circle, the round open door, has expanded sufficiently to let you in, lift a foot, a real foot, a physical foot, or an imaginal foot, and tap this door once, twice, three times. As you tap, ask the spiral to please open and welcome you to walk its sacred path. Then watch from within your third eye as the door opens and you see the spiral that has been hidden beneath your feet. When the ground has opened wide enough for you to enter, call upon your guides to walk with you back to the miracle of your birth. If you are uncertain who is walking this loop with you, simply ask now in the silence for someone to appear and wait. Wait to see who or what arrives to accompany you on this sacred adventure. When you are ready, step into the spiral. You are familiar with the first loop, so in the silence, the long silence, you can move through it quickly, noticing again just how exquisite and mysterious and wondrous this accelerator of consciousness is. And you also know the second loop now, so you can walk through it quickly too, noticing once again the flickering movie of your life running beside you from the present all the way to your baby self. The small bell will let you know when you are approaching the completion of the second spiral. As you approach the last images of your babyhood, walk slowly now, because you are approaching the third loop of the sacred spiral, the journey to remember your own birth. This is a very different experience from your experience on the second loop. You are no longer walking. You are no longer seeing scenes from your life. You have moved beyond all that. You are now surrounded by the darkness, warmth, and comfort of your first home, your mother's womb. Your body softens with pleasure as it remembers this home. Your body remembers the sensation of its total embrace. Your ears remember the fluid sounds. Your nose remembers the smells. Your tongue remembers the tastes. Your legs remember curling and stretching and kicking. Your hands remember touching and exploring. In the long silence, simply feel being here. Feel your first home. Feel this perfect container. And tuck all these physical memories in your heart. The small bell will ring when there are 15 seconds remaining in this beautiful pre-birth remembering. Be still now and listen. Someone is speaking to you. You recognize this one voice above all the others. So listen. Focus on this voice. This voice has something important to tell you. Something she would like you to remember. In the silence, listen. Listen to what she wants you to remember and tuck all that you hear, whether you understand it or not, in your heart. As you are listening, you notice that there are other voices now. Some you recognize, some you do not. Some sound kind, some sound wise, some sound frightened. In the silence, listen. Listen to all these voices and put all you wish to remember, whether you understand it or not, in your heart. Now you notice that the voices are talking about you. Oh, listen, they are talking about your name. Now this is something you know all about. You know your soul's name. In the silence, listen to them. Are they speaking your true name? If so, let them know yes. But if they're not, or you sense they need some help, send them your true soul's name and notice how they react. Notice too how you feel about the name they want to give you, and put all these experiences about your name in your heart. Focus your attention on your home now, your house of belonging these many, many months. It's such a lovely house, such a warm, beautiful, dark container. But you sense the time is coming to leave this home. In the silence, ask your home if it has a gift it would like you to remember. A word, perhaps, a phrase, an image, a color, a scent, a feeling. tuck whatever you receive, in whatever way you receive it, in your heart. This is a gift from your first home. It is time now. It is time to leave your beautiful womb home and enter this world you've heard so much about. When you sense the time has arrived, push your way out of your container. In the long silence, come out of your container, leave your home, leave the way you want to come out. Maybe fast and easy. Maybe slow and hard, maybe twisting and turning, maybe in one bright, startling moment. Whatever you have chosen is good. So come out. Come out, little soul. Come out. As you enter this world, feel the brush of air on your skin. Oh, what a sensation, what a surprise. And hear all the new sounds. Oh, and take your first breath. Oh, that's very different. So take another breath and feel your lungs. Feel them fill for the very first time. Feel your mother's skin. That's a new sensation. Hear her voice. Feel your first human embrace. Welcome, precious child. Welcome. Put all that is happening in your heart and simply rest against your mother's heart. It is now time to return to the present, carrying with you a heart filled with rememberings and gifts. In the long silence, slip out of your mother's arms and crawl and then toddle and then stand up and walk back up the second loop, watching your stories flicker beside you again from babyhood all the way to the present. And then step onto the first loop and walk up until you reach the surface. When you are back on the surface, pause for a moment and say thank you to your angels and guides, and thank you to your talisman, and of course, thank you to the sacred spiral for all she has shown you and taught you and helped you remember about the miracle of your birth. When you feel complete, tap the ground 3 times, and the round open door will gently close back down to the size of a pinprick and disappear. With your eyes, your outer eyes, still closed, take a few breaths to bring your awareness back into your body. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Thank the ears of your heart for their wisdom, and open your physical ears, noticing a few sounds in the environment around you. And thank the eyes of your soul for their sacred vision. And slowly and gently open your physical eyes and notice where your attention falls. In this last space of a long silence, drink your water slowly and consciously, remembering and perhaps whispering out loud all the insights and blessings and gifts that you received on this, your third sacred spiral walk. This guided meditation is now complete. You may wish to soul write or soul sketch some of the gifts that you received, the things you experienced, all that you remembered on the sacred spiral path. Or you may wish to just sit with your hands on your heart, holding all that has happened in your precious, the sacred container of your spiritual heart. To integrate all that you have experienced on this third sacred spiral walk, to honor your soul's birth choices, do be sure to walk the third labyrinth. It was designed in the mystic, in the imaginal realm, to help you re-experience your own birth passage.